Hi, everyone. Welcome to Pay It Forward Friday. I'm Carol Pesci here with my partner in kind, Amy Gopel, and we are creators of the book, the wonderful Pay It Forward book called Share This Journal. And we believe that the power of kindness can transform each of our own lives as well as all of our lives. And you can tune in every week and hear stories of people changing the world through kindness, and that's a great way to start your weekend. So, hi, Amy.
Hi, everybody.
Have you had a good weekend? Good week, I should say. It's Friday.
I had a good weekend. Yeah, we had some rather crazy weather here, but other than that, it was great. Pretty icy, but everybody stayed off the roads, so we were good. How about you?
Yeah, that's what happens when we live in New York State. We can broadcast to the world, but we gotta be careful when it comes to the weather. So, if this is one of your first times listening to our radio show, Amy is the brilliant one who came up with this wonderful concept of our journal that encourages people to perform and document random acts of kindness. So you can get our journal on Amazon.com, and makes a great gift as well. And the idea is that you can put in your name and contact information and go do an act of kindness, record it in the journal, and give the person you were kind to a copy of the journal, where they then get to reflect on what your kind act was like on their end, on the receiving end, and they go then pay it forward, record it, and so on. And so all in all, the book follows 26 acts of kindness, with the last act being to contact you and return the journal to you. So pretty cool thinking there, Miss Amy.
Yeah, I have them every once in a while. You know, today we actually had somebody on our website that came from Texas and Louisiana. So you begin to wonder if every initiative that started our book was here based in New York, how it got there already, and what the story behind it is. So it is moving and traveling. We're getting to see all different states and cities that it's beginning to show up in. So I'm excited to see when we finally get a completed book back and news on that story.
Well, I think that's inevitable. That's got to be coming soon. I think sometimes maybe people are shy or waiting for the right opportunity, and I think one of the keys is to have the book with you and just kind of be open to what life puts in front of you, because you can go out and have a planned act of kindness for someone you know, maybe somebody you don't know, but you can also just be walking around the grocery store and see an opportunity to do something for someone.
And I think if that's your intention at the beginning of the day, the opportunity always finds its way to you. You know, how many times do you go out and just say, this is what I'm going to do today, and inevitably something wonderful happens because you had an intention set for something wonderful to happen. So generally, if you have that book in your hand and you're just going about your business, at some point somebody is going to need that act of kindness, and you're going to be compelled to do it because you have that book in your hand. So it's a tool that everybody should have.
Well, and we were talking to last week to Lee Karshauer from Pay Away the Layaway, and one of the things it's so wonderful is the gift of giving is giving the greatest gift to ourselves. It really is. When you get that joy and satisfaction of really knowing you've done something kind for someone else without expectation of anything in return, it's the most beautiful gift you can actually give to yourself.
Absolutely. And Lee Karshauer, with Pay Away the Layaway, like we said, we talked to him last week, and he, with every pay away that they give for the layaway initiative, they also give the people who've had their payaway, their layaway paid off, our book. So here somebody has paid off their layaway. They've had a wonderful Christmas because they don't have that added stress of having to pay off the bills for their children and their gifts. And then they have the book that they can go ahead and write about their reaction on how their layaway, how the day was when they had their layaway paid off, and then go ahead and take some of that, maybe, and pay it forward to somebody else and do something wonderful for somebody else. So he's done really great things for us, and, you know, as we move
forward. He's a great guy, and we have another great guy with us today that we're so excited to talk to, speaking of kindness and its contagiousness. And welcome to Pay It Forward Friday. We have the director of the new feel-good documentary, Kindness is Contagious, on the line with us. Welcome, David Gaz.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We're so excited to talk to you today. So tell our listeners, let's start with the backstory. Was this your brainchild? What started the idea to do the documentary Kindness is Contagious?
Okay, well, it's multiple things that kind of came together around the same time. But the way it really started was I was sitting down to dinner with my wife one evening, and out of the blue, she tells me that she thinks that my work's been getting very dark and cynical. At the time, I was always trying to deal with socially conscious issues, but I think I was doing it much more in the traditional way, which is complain about a problem. I mean, 90% of the documentaries I watch are whistleblowing documentaries that just talk about a problem and not solutions. Anyway, at that time, when she said that, I kind of laughed at her and taunted her, and I said, sure, sweetie, I'm going to do a movie all about being nice. And I did these kind of hand gestures.
And you were being smart about it.
I was. And if for all of you who are married, you probably could understand that didn't go over so well.
Yeah, I was thinking I was going to put that fork in your eye a second ago.
Yeah, I think she was thinking the same sort of thing. Well, later that week, I was at a gas station, and this homeless guy came up to me while I was pumping gas. And I should probably preface at this time that for a guy that just finished a movie all about being nice, I haven't always been the nicest guy in the world. And when this guy came up to me, I started thinking about things. Actually, I had thought about this before. I used to be that guy that if I saw a homeless guy coming up to me on the left-hand side of the street, I'd suddenly become engrossed with whatever's going on the right-hand side of the street. You know, like Korean nail salons and smug check facilities and fascinating stuff like that. Well, I have a real, real good friend, Eric. He was one of the founders of Wired Magazine, and he's one of the nicest people I've ever met in my whole life. He's a guy who'll give the shirt off his back to an absolute stranger, no questions asked. And every time we'd have this situation with the homeless person, he would always hand the person a $20 bill, and he'd turn to me and say, David, what is the problem? You have so much. Yes, so little. Eric's French.
Naturally, and, from Brooklyn.
Yes. And it, you know, he did that, and I'd feel terrible. And I felt really bad about myself, and I said, having that happen a few times, I said, I want to make myself a better person. I want to be more like Eric. So I tried to get to the root of what was wrong, and I found that I grew up, there's a certain time in my childhood where I was very, very poor. And I think because of that, money is the problem. I had a hard time giving them money. But going from that same place, I realized that I could get them food. And so at that time, what I did is I started buying homeless people food rather than giving them money, which ironically costs a whole lot more than giving them like a dollar here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So back to, I kind of went off on a tangent, but back to the gas station. So this homeless guy's coming up to me at the gas station, and I noticed that there's a Subway sandwich shop that's kind of built into the gas station. And so as he approached, I looked him in the eye and said, you look hungry. Can I buy you something to eat? And he got this big old smile on his face. And I took him inside, and I told the woman behind the counter, asked the woman behind the counter, can you get my buddy here anything he wants to eat? And the guy proceeded to order the cheapest thing on the menu. I think he was afraid that if he ordered too much, I'd take the deal off the table. But I kind of like that because I got to upgrade him. And so I told him, I said, listen, they've got the footlong sandwiches here. Why don't we get one of those? Let's throw some extra roast beef and some cheese and a bunch of condiments and cool stuff on it. And he started really smiling bigger and bigger. And I said, and I'm thinking a little dessert and how about some orange juice or something? And he's got this big, big grin on his face. And
oh, wow.
as we were leaving, we were carrying a couple bags of stuff. And this was like one of the coolest things that ever happened in my life. This guy in a red pickup truck drives by, leans out the window, and points at me and says, "You, sir, are a good man." And it felt really, really cool. But what was, I started thinking that he'd been watching me the whole time while I was in the store. And then I got this profound sense that I'll bet he's going to do the same thing for somebody else someday.
Absolutely.
And what was really, I don't believe in coincidence, but.
Yeah, maybe he'll call back in because I want to know the rest of that
story.
He said
he didn't believe in coincidences. Well, there's no coincidence there. We're not sure why we got disconnected.
Well, let's see. We'll see if we can get him to call back. So, and, you know, on the point that he was just making, he said, "I have no doubt that that person, even though there was that person in that red pickup truck that he said was watching him, and who wasn't a giver or receiver of kindness, but was a witnesser of kindness, is also going to then be inspired to do something else." And, and I think that's the basis of the concept of his documentary, Kindness is Contagious. So people hearing about or witnessing acts of kindness feel good along with the giver and the receiver of kindness. In fact, there's scientific studies that show that a person who does something kind, as well as a person who receives the kindness, as well as somebody who witnesses or hears about the kindness, everybody involved there, their body actually releases serotonin. It's a natural chemical our body is capable of producing that is the same element as when people who are suffering from depression take the drug serotonin.
There's a couple of other things I heard in what he was saying, too, that are equally as important leading up to what makes somebody inspired to do something else for someone. And a couple of things, he said that his wife had the opportunity to tell him something honest about himself. He surrounded himself with someone who he trusted to know that, you know what, she's telling me something that's important. I need to listen to this. He listened to it. And then another thing he said was, obviously he's humble. He said, haven't always been the nicest guy in the world. Isn't that the truth for all of us? Aren't there times that in our life that we're not the nicest person? But it's in the recognizing of
I think he's back with us. We were just saying, David, that
yes, I'm back. Sorry about that. I'm not sure what cut us off.
We had wonderful things to say about you while you were temporarily away from us. But what Amy was saying is how wonderfully honest of you to say, hey, I wasn't really happy with who I was at that time, but I recognize here's an opportunity to become a person I'm happier with.
And something else
I think you should
really
always make yourself better.
Absolutely. And something else that really struck me that you said was surround yourself with people you want to be more like. You spoke of your friend Eric, and you said, I want to be more like him. And I thought to myself, wow. Surround yourself with people you want to be more like. I know you should surround yourself with good people, but to strive to be like the people that are around you is something remarkable.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important things in life. I think you're defined by who you surround yourself with. And I think if you want to improve yourself, just look at the people who you surround yourself with.
Yes.
I'm so openly picky about that, and I don't even mean it as I look down on other people, because I think every one of us, David, is doing the best we can with what we have and know at any given moment of time. And when we know better, we do better. So it's not a form of judgment. It's a form of recognizing the value and the impact of the people closest to you and how priceless your time and energy and the effect of those have on you, around you. And if someone's an energy vampire, I make no apologies about not having them in my space and in my time. And that's different from a person who's temporarily going through a bad time. I don't mean abandon people who are having a difficult time. But energy vampires don't get my time.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think everybody is trying to do the best that they can at any given moment. And you have to appreciate that about people. After doing the film, I mean, I truly, truly believe there aren't very many bad, mean, or unkind people in the world. I think there's just people that are going through difficult situations or people who are a little misguided as to, like, what their goals are.
Yeah, and we're every one of us, universally, every human being wants exactly the same thing. We want to feel good and be happy. That's the, and we just think that the actions we're taking in the moment are going to get us closer to that. And sometimes you're right, it's just misguided. It's misguided actions, not necessarily horrible people. So you started to touch on something. That was one of the key questions I wanted to ask you. Were you done with your story of you were helping that person, you gave him lots of food and it felt great, and then the guy in the red pickup drove by and said, "You, my sir, are a good man."
Well, I kind of missed the tail end, which connected
okay.
it to the film. Is that evening, and I don't believe in coincidence, but sometimes things happen. And that evening, I was reading my science magazine, the science magazine Scientific American. And in it was an article about James Fowler and Nicholas Christakis, the authors of the book Connected, The Power of Social Networks. And the article was all about how kindness is contagious. And given my experience with the homeless man and then thinking about my wife, what my wife had said, when I read this article, I thought, now that's something that you could hang a documentary film on. That's a great
wow.
subject for a documentary film. And then my producer called up James Fowler, and he agreed to an interview, and then it just kind of all snowballed from there.
If you think back on that day, if that wasn't the universe giving you all the right signs and opportunities to say, "Hey, David, this is exactly what you need to be doing," it's so clear.
Yeah, I'm not a big believer in the universe setting things up. I wish I was. I wish I had that kind of belief. But I do believe that, you know, you make choices, and I think that, you know, having that experience made me notice what was in the magazine. And then I think it was like just a growth situation. And I wish I could believe the universe sets things up, and it probably does. But
well, then help me understand that you said you don't believe in coincidences.
Well, I think it's the experience helped me when I was reading the magazine. It brought it out in the magazine. Like, it was always there, but I may not have noticed it without what my wife said and having this experience
okay.
with the homeless person. And then
Got
also
it.
Wanting to be a better person. You know, I think you always should be trying to improve yourself. And I think all of those things kind of came together.
So
not to say
that.
Kind
of your awareness. Kind of your awareness.
Exactly.
At the moment. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
And
not to say,
go ahead.
I was going to say, not to say that the universe couldn't be aligning this. I just don't have that faith. I would love it. Maybe someday I'll discover that's the way it works and be a million times happier as a person. But I'm happy to notice coincidences like that or connections
okay,
like that.
Okay, perfect. So my next question for you, David, and then I want to get into a little bit about the actual film, if you want to give our listeners a taste of what it's about. But and you've touched on this a little bit. How has the project of creating this documentary, Kindness is Contagious, has it changed you? And if so, in what ways?
Massively, massively mm-hmm. changed me. I think it kind of redirected my whole life. Once I started doing the film, I worked with a lot of nonprofits and, you know, small businesses that were making a difference, artists and scientists. And what I learned was that kindness is something that's kind of hardwired in people. And I think that a thing that came up time and time again while we were making the film was, everybody that was surrounding me at the time, and I was a creative director and partner in a firm that built massive e-commerce websites for Fortune 500 companies and major brands. And everybody that was around me at the time was telling me, "Oh, that's great, you're making a film, but don't you know that nice guys finish last?"
Nope.
And all the evidence that these brilliant people, and we're talking scientists from places like Harvard, Yale, Stanford, Berkeley, you know, absolute tip-top of the tip-top tier universities. And every single one of their studies proved the exact opposite. And scientific studies that showed that nice people make more money, have better jobs, have better relationships, and actually live longer as well.
Yep.
And everything was pointing the opposite of nice guys finish last. And at that point, I decided I need to make some massive career changes. And I started my own business. I left the partnership and started my own business. It's geared around taking the same tools that we'd use to help Fortune 500 companies and major brands make tons and tons of money. And I thought, well, I could use those same tools to help nonprofits get tons and tons of money with donations. And it's been, I can't even tell you how rewarding it is. It's been.
Wow.
And then I'm convinced that this notion of nice guys finish last is what's created all the problems we have in the world right now. Because people start to believe that, and nice people, otherwise nice people, and doing the film and talking with all sorts of people about it, I'm convinced that just about everybody wants to be a good person, that we have something hardwired in us to be a good person. And I think that that saying has corrupted people because, like you said, all they want is to be happy and comfortable and take care of their families, you know, have, go on vacation and be happy in life. And I think that they, when they hear that saying, they're like, oh, no, that's what I need to do to be happy and get these things that I want. And so these otherwise terrific people exhibit bad behavior because they feel that's what they're supposed to do, not because that's what they want to do.
Yeah, it's a misguided belief, and that's what directs their actions.
Absolutely, and it's so prevalent. It's so painfully prevalent, and it's reinforced time and time again, and it's a very catchy saying. And to me, that's the root of all the problems we're seeing right now.
Well, and so
what's next for
how
you?
Go ahead, Amy.
What's next for you? What when you speak in terms of, before you said you did some cynical things, now you're on to what kindness feels like and the benefits of it. Are you planning on continuing in this genre, if you will, or what's the next action you plan to take?
Well, the next action in the immediate is we just need to get this film out. It's a virus, and we want to spread that virus of kindness. And I'm hoping that when people watch the film, they'll start changing their behavior. If kindness truly is contagious, and I believe it is, when people watch the film, I'm thinking they're going to go out and do some kind acts for other people. And as James Fowler's study showed, if you do something nice for one person, they'll do something nice for four more people, and each of them will do something nice for four more people, and so on and so on. So I'm hoping that the film, if we can get it in front of enough people, will create a lasting, impactful change in, you know, in the way we do things. That might be a little ambitious. But again, my first thing is getting it out. We're trying to get captains, people to sponsor screenings, to hold screenings in their community, to kind of spread this virus organically. We don't have a huge marketing budget, so we can't like put ads on TV every day and stuff like that. And then second phase is absolutely, I'm so addicted to this, it's not even funny, that I'd love to get like a TV series going or maybe a second movie, anything that can kind of keep this thing going.
I think it's a wonderful, you just said a lasting, impactful change, and maybe you're thinking too big, and I don't think you are at all, David. I forgive me, I don't remember who it was who said this in your film, but Amy and I are of the belief that the last big movement in the world was all about green. Still a wonderful thing, but it was almost like the trend. It was the movement of the era. And I, with every part of me, believe that the next movement's emerging at just seeing it everywhere is one of kindness.
Yeah, that's what Dacher Keltner said in the film. He said that we've gone through a period, he's director of the Greater Good Science Foundation at UC Berkeley. And what he said is we've gone through a period of massive self-interest, which has caused economic collapses, destroyed our environment, you know, depleting the ozone layer, massive, massive things on so many levels. And he feels that people are starting to become aware of that, and as a result are starting to reorient themselves towards kindness. And I don't know if it's doing the film and making me aware of the connections or if it's just a response to all this bad stuff that's happened, but I've been noticing more and more of the things like you guys were talking earlier about layaway angels, paying off people's layaways. I mean, there's a lot of them out there now, people doing that. Pay it forward, you know, it's part of the vernacular. There's not a person in the world that doesn't know what pay it forward means now. And on the news, everywhere, on the internet, I'm just seeing so many acts of kindness that I think that the pendulum is starting to swing towards that.
I do, too.
Yeah,
and
a
I
wonderful
think your
book
film
called Share the
going
Journal.
What's that, Amy?
No, go ahead.
I think I agree with you. The pendulum is swinging, and I believe that the change can happen quickly. I think the growth of it will be exponential, exactly as you talk about in your documentary, Kindness is Contagious. The scientific evidence of every act inspires four people to do the same thing. It can grow so huge, so fast. I think we can't even wrap our heads around it.
Yeah, I believe the same thing, and I'm hoping that the tide really is turning. It seems like it is. You know, and one of the things that's really funny that when I was – one of the things I led the film with was the quote, and it's attributed to Gandhi, I believe, but it's probably not him, is the quote, "Be the change that you want to see in the world."
Absolutely.
And researching it, it's unclear where that came from, but I don't think that matters. And that's why I chose to lead with it, because I think the quote is 100% accurate, and I think it's up to us to be the change that we want to see, that we have to take action. And making this film was kind of my way, using the skills that I have and the experience I have, to make a difference. But I think there's millions of other people out there that are feeling the same way and are taking the action and are being the change that they want to see, and I think that's how change comes about.
That is one of the first things you and I spoke about via email when we first started communicating, is that positive change doesn't come by fighting and being angry with what's wrong in the world. You just need to become exactly that. Become what it is you want to see more of.
Yeah, it's funny. I just gave a talk at Stanford University, and somebody from the audience raised their hands. We had a question and answer after the film and after the talk. And during the question and answer, somebody raised their hands and said, "Well, aren't you doing a film on a somewhat vacuous subject? I mean, it's all about being nice and kind when there's more important things going on in the world that we should talk about."
Wow.
And my response was that